back when.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Who Back When, a Doctor Who podcast / DocCast, and welcome specifically to the first Who Back When blooper reel of 2016. In the past, Leon's tended to do a Christmas reel, but this year, for various reasons, which I'm about to explain, that just didn't happen, so we can call this a Candlemas reel or something. So why am I introducing this, rather than our esteemed doyen of drollery, the incomparable...
P-O-N-K-E-N, Ponkin.
Thanks, JD. Well, he's been laid up with an illness, we think perhaps caused by Werendon, which will be the very next episode to drop. So stay tuned for that, but not to worry, he's going to pull through, and normal service will be resumed shortly. We at Who Back When Enterprises just couldn't bear to think of our fans going a whole month without new content. So I've been nominated as a plenipotentiary of Ponkin, a Ponkinpotentiary, a plenipunktentiary, to introduce the creme de la creme of our recent bloopers. There have been so many these past 6 months, I'm sure he's picked some crackers. What's happened since the last blooper reel, second anniversary one? Oh, you know, not so much. Leon's been on a mostly solo odyssey into the Second Doctor. We finished Tennant's first series. We branched out into reviewing comic books. We recorded a video 100th episode. And we'd really better pick up the pace if we're going to get all this finished within the 3-year time frame originally envisaged. So I've wasted your time for long enough. Thank you all for listening. Please keep submitting your mini reviews. Catch you on the flip side. Ka-chow and shazamalama ding dong. Take it away, Ponkin.
Who wants to do which one?
I'll do the short one.
Okay.
That's what she said. Fuckity Biros, I hated you in all the previous Ninth Doctor shite.
Well, these Daleks, they seem infinitely nicer than you fucking scoundrel rebel biped pieces of shit who just kidnapped me for no reason whatsoever. And why is my bra inside out? And why are my jeans back to front? And who put gum in my hair?
God damn you, TARDIS Wikia, you've screwed up everything.
You sold out to Nectar and Sainsbury's and Pizza Express and fucking Citroen. Other cars and reward points and supermarkets and pizzas are available.
Also on the subject of costumes, he goes on, was there any particular reason for the Moonbase's crew to have a flag, to have flag decals?
How do you pronounce that?
So many bloopers!
Decals.
Decals? Decals. I'm going to go with decals.
What?
Decals, I'm being told. Okay. Sorry, Stephen, there are two foreigners reading this. I'm going to start that sentence over again.
Now it becomes Elton's talks. Fuck.
Stephen says, a companion's first TARDIS adventure is always something special, and the old underwater... Blah, 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 blah. I can't speak.
About and suddenly it all comes together.
I heard that earlier tonight.
The kidnaps are of subpoints. Subpoint? What is the subpoint? Subplot?
Oh god, you have such a sexy voice.
I'm working on my timbre because I've now listened back through all of Who Back When, and I sound like a jackass. So I'm gonna try and style it out for you all guys now. I'm gonna try to be like sexy and you know.
I'm gonna cut half of that.
Half of that. Damn, all right.
Who I believe you have a cultural reference for.
Yes. Druid.
Thank you.
Leonidas.
Goodness, who knows?
I give that too much gravitas, I apologize.
A druid merits some gravitas.
How do I tell them that I have no inner monologue?
I thought you were going to say dick! Can I tell them I have no dick?
I'll give you an inner dick.
You win. Well, I guess what we're playing next year for the
Oh my god.
Not sure, but I think they've synced up the intro now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, nice.
I didn't rewind and double check.
After 20 episodes?
Oh, this pisses me off so much. Oh, okay, if you have a spare hour and a half, I will take you through this problem of mine.
No, I agree. I just don't care.
I'm always pissed off at that point that they don't take the chance for the Doctor to stick his head out and go, cooey.
Holy crap, they should totally do that.
Should they?
Well, maybe not cooey, but they should totally... Oh, guys, bonus episode about introductions, right? About intro themes.
Totally. We've already half done it.
This is the one with ass shots.
Oh shit, oh two of that.
Lime!
No, I was reading the B-Scout, that's what I took a picture of.
This is the one with ass shots.
Gunshots?
Come!
Panties of God. Maybe I can't read it.
That's why I said I could do it really well earlier.
Oh, yes, that's a fully really established English word, gumpanties.
Oh, glory. Sorry.
All right, take 17.
Can that please go into blooper room?
Absolutely. I don't think you have a choice in the matter.
3, 2, 1.
I don't know, I think we should give you another go, because...
Another go? Okay, yeah.
We edited you right out of the last introduction.
Oh, and we got some fantastic bloops.
Bag it into what number are we?
7. 27.
Okay. Welcome to N027 of... Sorry.
This is the one with ass shots.
And gun shots.
Come, panis of good. Sorry.
Take 18.
And I actually, before we press record, complimented Drew on his cranial shape.
I see, I did the opposite.
Yeah, so I really needed someone to cast the deciding vote.
Why did you
Miriam, what?
What's that?
On a scale from 0 to 5, rate Drew's cranial shape.
You can now see...
It's perfectly round. That's a 5.0.
It's a 5.0, it right?
Out
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Out of 10?
No, out of 5.
Right, as I said, shit.
It's like...
Fine.
You can now get a pretty good idea of my cranial shape, by the way, on the About page.
Yes, that's true. That's a fantastic photo of you, by the way.
At Drew Backbane. anyhow, so why do you disagree with me, Drew?
I've forgotten what I'm disagreeing with you about.
The charmingness of the non-idiot savant idiot.
Oh, Elton. I just never warmed to the guy.
All right, brilliant. Okay,
point.
Podcast over.
Meanwhile, downstairs, Doc just had to spelunk into... Sorry.
Gusto.
Sorry. Meanwhile, downstairs, Doc just had to spelunk into the spoiler Satan. So I really want to read it as one
I'm
of my
little sentences. I'm a freelancer now. Time is money.
Why, no. Because of the side boob?
What? No. What?
Cell
the
5.
Side
so
that.
Much side boob.
Missed
actually, side like, boob. Centre side boob.
Mm, yeah.
Centre side
so
boob.
So, cleavage, but not quite?
Yeah, but like 3D cleavage. Anyway, so...
That's why he's got those glasses on.
Bingo.
I really want to emphasise that he's downstairs Doc, okay?
You can do it.
Meanwhile, downstairs
comma.
Doc...
I will murder you.
I'll do it first.
Bing, 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 bong.
I think I lack the energy to introduce this one.
Punk.
You have something to say, Rory. Huh?
No, nothing to say.
You clearly have something on your mind. Why don't you share it with the entire class?
I was just having a little joke with Drew.
This is not, round table.
This is definitely, this is
the
definitely not the forum for in fucking jokes. We have literally an audience.
Great opportunity for silent jokes while people talk about stuff I don't know about.
We also have great faces for radio.
And uncut.
So if we establish our K sounds getting through.
Our K sounds?
What a conundrum!
And I couldn't.
How do you say that word?
Which one?
Infiltrate.
Infiltrate.
That's exactly what you said. Well done.
How do you say
Elton?
How do you say however?
Oh, come on.
Same joke. Same joke, different word.
When they're suddenly taken over by the mysterious Victor Kennedy, whoever they up their game.
How do you say however?
Also, there is one scene in, like, this montage of Jackie's wide-on increasing gradually.
Wide-on?
Yes. There's a scene where he's, like, he's fixing the plumbing or whatever under the sink.
And she's enveloped by her vagina. Yeah, I get that. How is that?
But before you, I think we need to, at the very least, cheers our quarter century episode, new Who.
That's true, quite 25.
So we've been through two Doctors, well, two, one and a half.
One and a half Doctors in New Who. We've touched upon Capaldi. And overall, we are very steadily approaching the 100th episode of this podcast.
Before. Which one will it be? Which one will it be, listeners?
Will it be new? Will it be classic? Will it be audio? Unlikely. Well,
oh my.
We just make that happen. Just to spite you guys.
The 100th episode, We're in Dawn Spectacular!
Yeah. Anyway, I like it when they materialise in 2012 and we get to look back and go, ha, you guys were stupid. Now we're all on hoverboards. But we're not, are we? That's sad.
Yeah. Your hopeful dreams for the future, none of them have been realised in any way. Oh, well.
That's okay. All of this is getting cut. Yeah, exactly. It's a one-dimensional... it's literally a one-dimensional... It's a drawing of this terrible memory that...
Two-dimensional, one-dimensional.
Definitely two-dimensional.
Sorry, yeah, fine. It's two-dimensional. It's a very... It's a flat
even
representation.
It's two-dimensional. Just didn't think about it.
Yeah, it's not a manifestation of the actual dad. It's a manifestation of her nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's halfway right.
I was more wrong than you were right.
Let's just say you're both right. Anyhow, yeah, no, I take your point.
Who wants to start this one?
Nick.
Oh, authorised, okay. 26, M026.
Oh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Or morning, depending on the time of day. It's Who Back When? Back for another episode. Afternoon, yeah, thanks. Thanks. That butt in there was ably co-host... Oh, fuck me.
Let's be honest, it's probably the dead of night and you're trying to get to sleep. Nick, take it away.
Definitely yeah. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to N026. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're Who Back When, a Doctor Who podcast.
Damn right we are.
Yeah. So we're here to... Oh, sorry. Third time around.
This is cursed.
This is cursed, isn't it, though? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Who Back When, a Doctor Who podcast. It's N025 we're joining.
26.
Jesus, balls, man.
You start. You do it.
Do you want to do a drink?
No, I did the last one. You got to do this one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Someone...
But feel free, Nick.
Absolutely not. This is the one with the Genesis arc.
An order of sarcastic Daleks.
A time-travelling hand job.
Goofy 3D glasses.
And a Tyler family reunion at Bad Wolf Bay.
Beach. It's called... Blew the take.
What is it called?
Our future punkin' it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this N026 as well?
Yep.
Yes.
Through this twice.
Oh my. Shall we just jump into a B-Scout?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's
yeah,
do
absolutely.
That.
That's unscripted. We can do that.
We're so much better than this.
Yeah, exactly. They're so advanced, they've got zeppelins. Anyway, alright.
I think it might be those that are causing the global warming. Some scientists in Universe 2 claim it's not even happening at all. So who are we to believe?
There's a third universe where zeppelins have never existed.
And a fourth universe where only zeppelins
only
have existed.
Zeppelins.
Where everyone is a zeppelin. Okay.
And then basically we go from 0 to 100 because we just jump to, oh, well, she's pregnant again? Jesus Christ, Jackie, your age? Anyway. I'll obviously cut that.
Is that it? I feel like that's it.
That's it, that's it. We could even just... Oh, just to say, it's funny, I liked it.
Kablamo! Did you enjoy the show? Then please do what the cosmos compels you to and spread the gospel of Who Back When. Tell your friends. Don't have any friends, no problemo. Tell some strangers. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/whobackwhen, all in one word. Are you on Google Plus? Then find us on Google Plus. That's plus Who Back When. And when you do, tell us why you're on Google Plus. Who Back When just got its very own Twitter account, no lie, so give us a follow. You guessed it, that's @WhoBackWhen, all in one word. Check us out on SoundCloud, vote us up on Reddit, listen to us on Stitcher, and head on over to our website, whobackwhen.com, where you can leave a comment, submit a review of your own, and peruse our visual index of aliens, monsters, and more, which increases in kablamos with every episode. And lastly, give us a rating and review on iTunes. Not only would it make us super chuffed, and it really, really would, but as thanks, we will transmigrate your iTunes nom de plume into the credit list of trailers for fake Doctor Who audiobooks produced by Who Back When. Have a poke around our bonus episodes to make more sense of that. That's it. Rock on and be rad and excellent to each other. Catch your ear balls in our next Classic Who Review, New Who Review, or, still funny, Audio Who Review. Ciao.
Who Back When?